This is Best of All, tonight starring Jane Powell, Debbie Reynolds, Joe Pasternak, and Kay Armon. The National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All. Tonight we salute the new MGM musical, Hit the Deck, starring Jane Powell, Tony Martin, Debbie Reynolds, Walter Pidgeon, Vic Damone, Gene Raymond, Ann Miller, Russ Tamblyn, J. Carol Nash, Kay Armon, and the Jubilaires, with music excerpts from MGM Records' new soundtrack album. We in radio have a particular interest in Hit the Deck because it marks the movie debut of one of our favorite people. We're excited, too, because of the splendid notices she's received, and because we're glad to see radio contributing a star to the movies whose career looks bright and full of promise. Ladies and gentlemen, here is our own charming Kay Armon.
Thanks very much, Howard Regan. Hi, everybody. You know, one of the most rewarding experiences that I had in Hollywood was discovering what nice people I'd be working with. I'll be telling you about them as we go along, but right now, I'd like you to hear the first big production number from Hit the Deck. It features Tony Martin, Vic Damone, Russ Tamblyn, and the Jubilaires, and it expresses very well the feeling I had the day I arrived in Hollywood. Hallelujah!
I'm recalling times when I was small in light and free Jubilee Day. Old folks praying, everybody swaying, loudly I chanted my praise. How I sang about the judgment morn and of Gabriel to the Lord is on. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaints while I thought of saints. So I say to all who feel forlorn, sing hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll shoot the blues away. Pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah.
Say hey, say hey, say hey, hallelujah, brother, hallelujah. Hallelujah, shoo your blues away. Hallelujah, sister, hallelujah. It's a coming of judgment day.
Satan
tries to break you
and create skies of gray. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoot,
hallelujah,
helps to shoot,
hallelujah,
it helps to shoot the blues away.
Hit the Deck is the bright, happy, tuneful story of three sailors versus the city of San Francisco. The three boys, played by Tony Martin, Vic Damone, and Russ Tamblyn, accept the invitation to join the Navy and see the world. But instead of the exotic South Sea paradise where they'd hoped they'd be stationed, they find themselves serving their country in the Arctic snow. Since there isn't a girl in 100 miles, they spend most of their time just dreaming about the girls they left behind. And eventually they return to San Francisco, and the three boys head for the nightclub where Tony's girlfriend, Ann Miller, is singing this reassuring song.
thinking I'm happy, I've been on the shelf, keeping myself for you, dear. Making myself dresses and laces, I'm taking myself nowhere in places. What more can I do? Keeping myself for you. Though you're not within my arms, I hold you close to me. It's a thrill to know that soon you'll be me. Keeping myself, saying you're coming, I'm keeping myself weeping and humming. I've been on the shelf, keeping myself for you. Though you're not within my arms, I hold you close to me. It's a thrill to know that soon you'll be. Oh!
Keeping myself lonely and grieving, I'm keeping myself only believing you wanted me to. Keeping myself for you. Treating myself worse than I'm showing, I'm meeting myself, coming and going. Oh, what I've gone through, keeping myself for you. Guess you know that I love you more than your love. My heart, dear, give me yours sincerely. Keeping myself dreaming about you, I'm keeping myself never without you. I've been on the shelf, keeping myself.
Well, with the three boys back in San Francisco, it makes a special problem for Mrs. Ferrari. And that's me. This is the part I play, the part of Victor Mone's widowed mother. At the time the boys come back, I've got a very promising romance going with Mr. Peroni, played by J. Carroll Nash. And boy, can he kiss. As a matter of fact, Mr. Peroni is about to pop the question. And I'm afraid he won't if he finds that my little boy is closer to 19 than he is to 9. Well, he does find out, and it looks as if the whole romance is off. But as gloomy as the prospect is, it just doesn't stop anybody from singing. And here's Vic Damone in one of his big numbers from Hit the Deck, Sometimes I'm Happy.
Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
that you claim must be true, for I'm just the same as you. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do?
Now here's a swell and very level-headed gal in Hit the Deck, Debbie Reynolds. It's a great pleasure to present her at this time. Debbie, go!
Hit the Deck is a movie mostly about sailors and their girls. Sailors are famous for being able to get acquainted with girls, but I think Russ Tamblyn sets a new record this time. In the picture, I play the part of Carol Price, a singer in a play that's about to open. We are rehearsing our act when Russ Tamblyn happens to wander in the theater. He's never seen me before, and I've never seen him either, but that doesn't stop Russ. Before you can say, hit the deck, Russ has made himself a part of the chorus and is heading for me head over heels. At this point, what's a girl to do? Naturally, I burst into song.
What's a little kiss or two, a wee little kiss among friends? A pleasure like this among friends is never amiss among friends. All is in the point of view. Some say it will hurt you, some deem it a virtue. However you view it, the best people do it. So what is a kiss or two? What is a kiss or two?
What's a little kiss or two, a wee little kiss among friends? A pleasure like this among friends is never amiss among friends. All is in the point of view. Some say it will hurt you, some deem it a virtue. However you view it, the best people do it. So what is a kiss or two? What is a kiss or two? What is a kiss or two?
You are listening to Best of All with tonight's hostess, Kay Armon, and bringing you music from the MGM new soundtrack album of the spectacular new picture, Hit the Deck. Best of All will continue after a pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more music on Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Howard Rigg presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, our special program salutes the new MGM musical, Hit the Deck, starring Jane Powell, Tony Martin, Debbie Reynolds, Walter Pidgeon, Dick Damone, Gene Raymond, Ann Miller, Russ Tamblyn, J. Carol Nash, Kay Armon, and the Jubilaires. Here once again is tonight's best of all hostess, who makes her movie debut in Hit the Deck, Miss Kay Armon.
Thanks again, Howard Rigg, and hi, everybody. You know, one of the people on the set of Hit the Deck that I really grew to love is our next star for tonight. She's a genuine, warm, and very talented person, Miss Jane Powell.
Thank you. In Hit the Deck, I play the part of Susan Smith. My brother Danny and I have a problem because our father, Walter Pidgeon, is a rear admiral in the Navy and is very strict and forbidding. Danny hasn't even told his buddies in the Navy that his father is a rear admiral for fear they will think him different. And I, too, am keeping something from my father, and here's where all the trouble begins. My secret is an infatuation with a musical comedy star, Wendell Craig, who's played by Gene Raymond. Knowing my father would object because of the difference in our ages, I didn't tell him about the audition I'm having with Wendell. Danny knows, though, and comes storming into the apartment with his buddies just in time to save me from some unwelcome overtures. They leave Wendell with a black eye, his apartment in shambles, and me in tears. Earlier in the movie, though, there's a happy moment when I open a present Danny brought me from the Arctic, a penguin. And while he struts around the room, here is the song I sing, Lucky Bird.
Wish I could stay, my feathered friend, but I have to dash away. Somebody kind of dreamy said he'd be glad to see me. Sorry to say, my feathered friend, I haven't the time to play. But relax and be my guest while I'm busy getting dressed. You don't have to scheme and plan how to get a certain man, lucky bird. Every time you have a date, you're not in a nervous state, lucky bird. You don't have to mess with makeup, and your face is there to stay. You remain as nature made you, and you do all right that way. Your beloved thinks you're swell, and he doesn't kiss and tell, lucky bird. You're not worried over clothes, you don't care if something shows, lucky bird. And you're always pretty sure that you have the right allure, lucky bird. Now a girl can lose her fella, and her looks may be to blame. But for you, that's not a problem, 'cause all penguins look the same. You can even gain some weight, and you still can hold your mate, lucky bird. If you wake up when you walk, lucky bird.
For a while after the three sailors come back to San Francisco, things look pretty good for the boys. Tony finds Ann Miller engaged to another man, but he still thinks he can win her back. And Vic Damone and Jane Powell are already hearing wedding bells, and Debbie Reynolds and Russ Tamlam have sparked what looks like the romance of the year. And just when everything's going so swell, the shore patrol starts looking for the three boys, and everybody gets separated again. And that is the cause for all the lamentation you hear in this song, Why, Oh, Why, and Wherefore.
Why, oh why, and wherefore have I no one to care for me? Where's my Cinderella? How gloomy can a fella be? Ain't that moon a lovely sight? This is such a lovely night.
Don't mind me, pals, I'm all right. Sure, we're only doggone lonely. Wish that I could visit the home of some exquisite blonde. Man alive, there should be a doll of whom I could be fond. It's terrible, unbearable. It doesn't look so good for us. It looks as if we missed the bus. Oh why, and wherefore? Is there no one to care for? Why, and wherefore? Does no one seem to care for?
Why, and wherefore?
Does no one seem to care for?
Wake up, girls, and stay awake. Don't you know it's all a fake? Men are nature's big mistake,
but they're very necessary.
Why should I be frantic when I'm in this romantic mood?
Is so contrary, and most of them are very rude.
They take your heart and break your heart.
They're also undependable, and yet they're not expendable. But why, and wherefore, does no one seem to care for?
Why, and wherefore, does no one seem to care for?
Why, and wherefore,
does no one seem to care for me?
Once again, here is Jane Powell.
Oh, we had a great time making Hit the Deck. Of course, it couldn't possibly have been dull with such people around as Vic Damone and Walter Pidgeon, Tony Martin, Russ Tamblyn, Debbie Reynolds, Kay Armon, and Joe Pasternak producing. Then, too, we were telling a good story, and while the story does have its serious moments, it's never really sad. Most of the time, it's as bright and happy and full of fun as the Vincent Newman's music itself. My romantic interest in the picture is Vic Damone, and after a breakup, here is one of the songs that brings us back together. Sometimes I'm Happy.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Thank you.
can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm always happy. I said I'm happy. I'm only happy when I'm with you.
I want to introduce to you now one of the most dynamic, well-loved, courageous, and kindest people in the world, the producer of Hit the Deck, Joe Pasternak. I'm especially grateful to Mr. Pasternak because he gave me my start in the movies, and I'll never forget my first day on the set. I was so nervous. Mr. Pasternak noticed how nervous I was and came over to me and grabbed my hand, wished me luck, and said, "Don't worry about a thing, baby. We're all with you." It was typical of him. Mr. Pasternak, you've discovered more stars than you could shake an Oscar at. Tell us, how do you know when someone has what it takes to become a star?
Kay, darling, I think they have to have talent first of all, and then they have to have a devotion to that talent. They've got to be willing to work endlessly, improving that talent and guarding it. You might say, until the time comes when it can be put to its proper use. I look for intelligence, too, because an actor has to take a great many instructions. He must understand when he's being directed. Good health is important, because contrary to the public opinion, acting is a hard profession. A handsome face or a pretty one is a great help, but not really necessary. What is most important and overcomes everything else is something almost indefinably that you might call star quality. You recognize it when you see it. There is a glow, a drive in the air about them that tells you, here is a good one. Here is a star. And that is the type of person I look for. The greatest pleasure to me is to discover and to give to someone an opportunity to show to the world what they can do.
Thank you, Mr. Pasternak. Certainly two wonderful examples of people who have that star quality are Vic Damone and Jane Powell. Here they are singing one of their hits from Hit the Deck, I Know That You Know.
Life's a game, but who can play it all alone?
Every chap should have a heart that's all his own.
Love may come at first sight, they told me. When I saw you, I knew
I had found my only love
when I met you. So, darling, I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you.
Can't lose you.
I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time. We'll soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty-night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go.
I choose you.
Can't lose you.
I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms.
This time is my time. 'Twill soon be goodbye time. And in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say nighty-night.
I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you.
Can't lose you.
I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms.
This time is my time.
We'll soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight.
with one more little kiss. Say night, night.
You know, one of the most exciting moments in Hit the Deck comes when Ann Miller does a song that has never been heard before. It's a torrid song to begin with, and Anne gives it a real sultry treatment that will have you sitting on the edge of your seat. The Lady from the Bayou.
Cause I'm longing for the bayou where I used to dance with my shoes off. I'm living high and feeling low down. Won't somebody understand? I want a man to call me baby and sway me to a bayou band. Heard about the bebop they play today, but that's no way to win me. Gotta have a rhythm that makes me shout, and that brings out the swamp gal in. I'm called the lady from the bayou, and I know my way around. But I forget that I'm a lady whenever I hear music with the bayou sound.
Boys are being chased by the shore patrol, they turn my apartment into a hideout. But even though they are in trouble, there is seldom a gloomy moment around Mrs. Ferrari's little home. The reason being that the girls spend as much time there as the boys do, and so much singing goes on it begins to sound like a conservatory of music. Now here's my big singing moment in which everyone has a lot of fun. Chitty Bitty Bean.
There's a song in dear old Napoli that you'll hear all sweethearts croon. Hand in hand they wander happily as they sing this haunting tune. You can hear those gay lothariots and the dashing gondolier as they sing and love like Romeo, those melodious cavaliers. Each maiden fair joins in the air, all lovers dwell under its spell. Ami, ami, chiribiribi, chiribiribi, chiribiribi. Hearts so clear,
we'll sing and dance this melody. Chiribiribi, ah, what romance, with loving hearts in harmony. Chiribiribi, what ecstasy, to sing through life so merrily.
Pretends to Tony Martin that she's engaged to somebody else, although it's pretty obvious that she's crazy about Tony. The truth finally comes out when Tony sees a picture of the man Anne's really in love with. This turns out to be his own picture. The scene occurs near the end of the movie, and Tony declares his love this way.
More than you know, more than you know, girl of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, girl of my heart, I'll string the line. I need you so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
Now here she is again, little old Debbie Reynolds.
Well, since Hit the Deck is a musical comedy, I don't think it will come as any surprise to you to find there's a happy ending. And I won't spoil the surprise by telling you how it's brought about. But all the differences are patched up. Bill gets Ginger, Rico gets Susan, Danny gets Carol, and Mr. Peroni gets Mrs. Ferrari. And when that many sweethearts get back together, things just naturally get kind of joyous. And when the people are Jane Powell, Tony Martin, Vic Damone, Ann Miller, Russ Tamblyn, and Kay Armin, then they just naturally sing about it. This is the grand finale. Join the Navy.
Also the clerks and them that works and load and crates and wash and plates and those that's driving trucks and every tailor should be a sailor and sail away. If you've the nerve, it's great to serve, so quit your job and be a cob and go with Uncle Sam down to Havana or to Savannah or Crystal Bay. Canada down to the Philippines or any foreign shore, there's always a girl who is left behind who's been behind before. It may be Lou or Sue, it's all the same to you. From China to Peru, you've nothing to lose. Join the Navy, join the U.S. Navy. It's a great life to be a cop.
On a tub, or a sub, or a flat top, you can help Uncle Sam do a job.
Oh, join the Navy.
Though your hair be wavy, or it's crew cut, or it's curled,
you can see a lot of interesting places.
You can see a lot of mighty pretty faces.
And the ladies always welcome your embraces.
Join the Navy, see the world. When you're in the mood to have a cup of Java, that is Java, take a pleasure trip and navigate my way.
Lulu is strong for you, and so's your coffee too.
To delight you coffee drinkers, we have sugar-coated sinkers, and if you guys want to dunk 'em, dunk away.
Lulu of you, Lulu, we dream the whole day through when it's cold and dreary.
Lulu, your Lulu is true Lou to you.
When we are blue Lou and wish we had a hot cup of coffee, it's a blue Lou that the true Lou always dreams. Lulu.
This is Kay Armin again. I've enjoyed being with you tonight, and I just wish that we had three or four more hours to talk and sing with you. I hope you'll see MGM's Hit the Deck, and I hope you'll like it. We all tried to make it the very best of all. And speaking for MGM, Mr. Joe Pasternak, our producer, Roy Rowland, our director, and our big, happy Hit the Deck family, many thanks to the National Broadcasting Company for this wonderful salute. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Best of All, which tonight saluted the new MGM movie, Hit the Deck. Hit the Deck was produced by Joe Pasternak, who appeared on tonight's show together with Debbie Reynolds and Jane Powell. Your hostess was Kay Armin. Until next week at this same time, this is Howard Rieg inviting you to join us again for Best of All. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Boutsas.
This evening, Lucy Namata joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.